Okay, today's daf is daf Ches, but we were still holding at the Mishnah on Zion on the Beis so that we could get Sabah Josh's brilliant new beginning. Wait! Before we do, actually, let's just take a look at a little bit of the broader issues here. We're going to get into a list of Ein Beins. We started in our Mishnah before Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Shini. And there we had basically a three-way machlokas yesterday. Oh, this is fun. And we ended up saying that the halacha actually is that we would have to do the Arba Parshas again as well, as we paskened like the last shita in the Brisa. And so if you read in the first Adar the Megillah and you did the Arba Parshas, you'd have to be chazer in Adar Sheni and do it again according to the Sakra. What's interesting here is that although the Mishnah didn't discuss the inyanim of Mishnah v'Simcha, so but we said it's a certain aspect of the Tainus. The question is there also a mitzvah of Simcha? We have a minute to have a mitzvah of Simcha, Yudalev. It's according to some, even on Tesvav of Adar Rishon, even when it's Kavua Mirosh, which according to the Rosh is ridiculous. And then Adar Rishon isn't Adar, you might as well call it Shvat Sheni. What makes it Adar? In terms of the dinam of Purim, Lamaisa, we end up asking that although there's an Isra Hesped Vatainis, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not. There's no din specifically of making Simcha. However, the minhag is the Ramah brings, that we actually do make a Simcha, and the minhag has become even to make those who are in Mukafot to make a Simcha a little bit, to be Marba Bachila, something, to do something for Purim Kotman. We call it Purim Kotman. I'm sorry, for used to sign his letters. In Adar Rishon, he would sign it Chedesh Shemar Bin Bos B'Simcha. You know, it was only Adar Rishon. So apparently, he held that it was really a din of Mar Bin B'Simcha. He himself asks a question on his own sheet. He says, "The Manashah, if you can't be Yotzi Purim, so what's the Bekar of the Simcha? And if it's Shayach the Purim, so why weren't you Yotzi if you did all the mitzvahs? I mean, you can't just pick out of the hat a din of Simcha that has nothing to do with the Kviyas of Purim." And he explains brilliantly that there's two completely different halachas in Purim. The din that you're mechuyev to be koveya, a zecher for a neis, is a halacha that is learned out b'diraisa. From the din, from Pesach, if the Torah is b'chayev us, to be maskir, yes, it's right, we're only yotzim in shibud l'cheirut, so halachas kama v'kama, if you're yotzim, we'll see later on. If you're yotze from a chashash of murder, and you're going to be annihilated, so halakas kama v'kama, that you have to make a simcha. This is the Gemara says. It says that's a diraisa. That halacha is dependent on zriza magdim l'mitzvah. If you have an opportunity to make it now, why should you put it off? Who's to say it's later is better than this one? They both have a din of adar. So therefore, that of course will be kaveh b'adar risha. That's the mucker of the simcha. Not Purim is the mucker of the simcha. The Zecher Anes is the Mokar of Simcha. Now the Rabbanan made a holiday with all of these extra dinim of Mishlach Mana, his son Kriyas HaMegillah, and so on. That's a special halacha that was Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. The Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim is dependent on the Geret HaPurim HaShenit, or the B'chol Shana V'Shana, as we dashed it yesterday. Einot Inami, those halachas are defined by Adar Sheni. And because of Mismach Gula L'Gu'ula is Adir, so we don't care about Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvahs. But certainly in terms of a halacha that wasn't dependent on the kviyas, it was just your own zechel aneis, do we make the zechel aneis as soon as we can? Brilliant. There's a number of other approaches, but there's a subservice approach. Anyway, so we come out, there's a beautiful, the Lashon of the Ramah, but there's a famous Lashon of the Ramah, that some people says you should say that you should have a Siddhas Purim, and so on. So there's even some that say on the 15th, this is a machlokas, whether it's Davka Din on the 14th, Purim Katan. So the way he says it, what the heck, the Tov Lev Mishta Tami. A guy's got a good heart, he's always happy, so you have a little extra, what's the problem? It's very fitting for Adar and for the Purim season. Just be happy. Ein bein yom tov le Shabbat, ela ochel nefesh bilvat. So, once we're on the sugi of the Einbein, though there's also, the Mishnah tells us, there's no nafkamina between Yom Tov and Shabbos, except for things that the hulav adoi yaselachem, things that are going to be eaten by you on Yom Tov. So there, yasher yeachel lechol nefesh. Now, the Maisa, we know that we have a din of mitok shurutu letzerach uchashalai letzerach. So the Maisa in Beitzah, we saw that this is really the Shita Beit Shammai, who doesn't hold a mitok. If you hold a mitok, then this statement is simply not true. Because even things that are not echol nefesh, you would also be chayav, you would also be mutaram and yantav. So, bechlal, right off the bat, the Mishnah is not lahalacha. Besides which, we need to define, says the Gemara, that it's also not necessarily true, I'll leave it to Kuliyam in another sense, because it's making clear that only the actual ochel nefesh bilvat. What about machshirei ochel nefesh? Let's say that you don't have a knife to do the shechita with. So you have to now sharpen the knife or make a knife. That's clear from here that you can't do it because that's not ochel nefesh. But that, in fact, is delok Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Mishnah, therefore, would be going not a libra Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the famous machlokes. In the brides, it says it like this. Ein beim yom tov l'shabbos ela urchum nefesh. Comes on Rabbi Yehuda and adds, Rabbi Yehuda matir, af machshirei urchum nefesh. So clearly, the Mishnah that ignores that piece is not a libra to Rabbi Yehuda. My time at the Tanakama, why does the Tanakama say it has to be mamish urchum nefesh? What do you mean? It says, who? Does it have to say who? Should you say? If you're stressing who yaselachem, so you're telling me the thing itself that you're going to eat, that you can be oisik in, but not the machshirim to be doyecha yontev in order to make a knife to do the shrita. Rabbi Yehuda says, but what do you mean? It says beferish. Mikra kodesh yelachem. Lachem means lachol tzorchechem. And it says there, yeyaseh lachem. Ulevado yeyaseh lachem. Lachem is a ribui that makes it clear that closing lachem, that it could be lachol tzorchechem. Vidachnami, hey, wait a minute. So what, indeed, what does the Tanakhama do with that lachem? Vidachnami, achtiv lachem. They said, no, but that means lachem velo lo dekochavim. Lachem velo leklavim. You have to make dog food. That's not included in Yaseh Lachem. It has to be for you. So daf gets a meal, not a ribui. It's dafke for you that you could cook, and not for goyim. Okay. V'idach nami aktiv hu. What about the fact that it says who? What does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? It says Rabbi Yehuda, look, we have basically a contradiction then, right? I mean, on the one hand, the Torah is saying a meal. Aktiv hu. On the other hand, the Torah is giving us a ribui. So clearly we have to distinguish between makshirim she'efshar la'asotam mi'erev yom tov and makshirim she'efshar la'asotam mi'erev yom tov. So the Torah is being matir those things which in order to eat on yom tov, this is the only way that I can do it. So then in a finami, I can do it. But those things that could have been done before yom tov, then that's that we're not being matir. So makshirim sheyev shalah sota merav yom tov. Obviously, there's different levels to this. We learned about it in more detail in Masechet Beitzah, where there are things that are be'etzem not shayach to do before yom tov, such as, let's say, you can't grind your peppers before yom tov because they'll lose some of their pungency. Then there are things that are accidentally, let's say, you prepared your shechita knife and became pogum on yom tov. It's not that it's be'etzem not shayach. Okay, there's nafkaminas in this, but it's be'ikra yom tov sugya, not a megillah sugya. So I'm just pointing out that the Mishnah, there's a number of things that the Mishnah is not exactly what it seems. So number one, it's ignoring b'toch shehutra letzerech hutra shaloi letzerech. Number two, it's ignoring the machlokes of makshir yoichol nefesh. But number three, it's also clearly only talking about etzem malachas, because in Beitza there were many differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's say the nafkamina legabe ha'aroma, the nafkamina legabe things that are not chayev, you're not going to be chayev misa on, were mekel in certain areas, the rabbonah, so we're mekel more on Yom Tov. Or adarabah, there were times we're more machmer on Yom Tov. because of the, let's say, Lagabe Mukta, where we go Stam, by Shabbos we go Stam one way, that to be Matya Mukta, and the other way we go Stam, like Reb Yehuda to Aser Mukta. There's a lot of small details. The Mishnah's not coming to tell me all of the dinim, it's coming to tell me the din specifically of Moloch, and even there it doesn't really apply across the board. Ein bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim, ela shezeh zidono bidei Adam, vezeh zidono bikaret. So the only nafkamina, there's no nafkamina in Yisurei Melacha between Shabbat and Yom Kippur, but the nafkamina is in terms of the onesh. So the onesh on Shabbos for amazed with Asra is bidei Adam, so he's chayev skila. Mashenken on Yom Kippur, he's chayev karet. There's no chiev in bezid, is the mashmont. Says the Gemara, okay, so what you're saying is, Allah in tashlumin, ze veze shavim. What you're telling me is that if somebody is chayev, let's say, damaged while doing a malacha, normally when you shoot the guy, you also do a malacha when you shoot him, you know. But the question is, are you chayev for the damages caused at the same time that you were over on the malacha on Shabbos, not because we say, come leave it around any day, if it's simultaneous. So once you're going to be chayev misa, you're not chayev tashlumin. But on Yom Kippur, normally we would have thought, if not for the Mishnah, we would have thought that on Yom Kippur there's no chiyuv misas bezdin. There's no din kam like the rabbi. But our Mishnah is saying, no, that's not true. There's a chiyuv of no chiyuv of tashlumin on Shabbos, and that's an ein bein. There's no chiyuv tashlumin of Yom Kippurim, which means mani matniti rebbe chunyi ben hakonahi. The Mishnah, therefore, must be going on the Rebbe Dechuni ben Akana to Tani, Rebbe Dechuni ben Akana, Oyo said, Yom Kippurim ki Shabbat tashlumim. He was the Tana that said that Yom Kippur, which is the Chiyuv Karet, patters you for with Kam Lebed Rabbamine, the same way that the Chiyuv of Skila and Besdin patters with Kam Lebed Rabbamine and subsumes in the Chiyuv Beidin any monetary chiyuv that you would have had. You don't pay separately with money when you're playing with your soul. So over here, the question is, this Faustian deal, does a soul mean a gun in your throat, or does a soul mean you condemn yourself? That's the question. Say, karet, is you are condemned to the flames. Okay, so according to him, that's the equivalent for kam lebed rabbamine. Ma Shabbat, mitchayev b'nafsho patur min hatashlumim. So just like on Shabbat, there's no chiyuv of paying because your soul will be taken. Av Yom HaKippurim, mitchayev b'nafsho, in a different sense. But your patur min hatashlumim, tnanat. Kol chayavei kritot shalaku niftru midei kritata. Now, it's a very interesting thing. Here it says, we had a Makkos, we'll have a Makkos again in Yitzhak. You know, you never know whether you're before or after in these things. We have to decide, sort of like up till Tuesday, last Shabbos, from the next Shabbos. But it keeps varying where you are in the Daf Yomis. Do we say, as we just saw in Marcus, as we'll soon see in Marcus, right? We should go according to the midway point. And Baruch Hashem, should have such problems. So the Mishnah says that over there, if you get Malkus, you were chayev. You get Malkus, you would be, you would. Your chayev, so then your chayev karet, you now become potter from your karet. So let's say, if somebody was b'chalo yantiv, so your chayev karet for chilu yantiv, for chilu yom kippurim, but if they gave him asro and he got malchus b'esdin, so now he would be potter from his karet. Sounds like a good deal. Shenemar, because it says beferish, it says v'nikla achicha le'enecha, kivin shalakare oki achicha, divrei b'chananya ben gamliya. It says over here, v'nikla, once he's nikla, that he was shamed through the lashes that you gave him. So now he has a din of achicha like any other achicha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, well, clearly that is not the normative opinion. Chalukin alav chaveira va Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Omer Rava, Amri Bei Rav, Tanina in ben Yom HaKippur b'Shabbos, ala shezeh zedona b'dei Adam, zeh zedona b'yikareit. Here it says in the Mishnah that Yom Kippur is not Bidei Adam. So you see clearly that he's wrong then, because he's saying that the Malkus is the equivalent of the Karet, and therefore it is Bidei Adam. So you would become Potter from your Karet. The Imita, if he's right in saying that the moment that is nikla is achicha, like Reb Chananya ben Gamliel is saying, then the Mishnah would have said something else. Here it's both of them are bidei adam. Idi v'idi bidei adami. Omer Reb Nachman, you know what? The Mishnah could be going like Reb Yitzchak. According to Reb Yitzchak, there's no such thing as malchus of the chayiv krisis. In other words, it's not that the question over here is necessarily that if you would get malchus, would you be potter from karet? There's a raya that we disagree. You wouldn't be potter from karet. There's a sheet that Reb Yitzchak that holds there is no malchus when there's a chiyuv karet. There's nothing to discuss. But if you hold, like the Rabbanan, that there's a chiyuv malchus in every chiyuv karet, once you get hasra, so maybe in Achinami, that malchus would come to you. And therefore, you can't bring a raya over here. The machlokas is the Tanya. Reb Yitzchak Omer Chayvei Kritut Bichlal Hoyu. The truth is that we had Bichlal, it said by all of the Arayas, it says Beferish, that V'nich Rason Fashoto, so it's clear the Torah is Bechayev you on every single one of these Arayas chorus. So why does it say Dafke by Achos? So it says V'ishki Yikachet Achoto, there it says the Venichris again. I mean, isn't that one of the creases of the Arayas that were listed Beferish in the previous parsha, because we have the review and kedushin of again. So what's the point of taking out achoso? Lama yotzis kares b'achoso, to tell me laduno b'kores v'lo b'malkas, to tell me that even though there are indeed all of the arayas are repeated, but there is a special halacha that those things that are unique, that they're only a chiyuv kares, it's telling you they're indeed only a chiyuv kares. And you shouldn't think that there's anything in Besdin. Okay, so that, why other things are repeated, well, darshan every one of them. So achoso is mentioned for this reason. By nida, it's repeated to tell me a chiddush, a haraba. There's an isser also of arayas for haro b'alma. But each one of the arayas that comes out to tell me a special halacha is repeated. So he's learning from achoso to tell me that every kares has no malchus. Ravashi says that there's no reason for this whole discussion. The original deek is not a good deek. Because you're saying, we see from our Mishnah that definitely there's no ptur from Malkus, or there is no Malkus, it's not true. Because I feel a tamer abonim. What are you going to tell me? That the Mishnah shouldn't have said, zezdo nobi de adam, zezdo nobi kare? Well, why? It's just because in a case where we gave him asra, so in that case, maybe he would get Malkus, and in that case, it would be put for chorus. That's what we got to worry about. We got to worry about where's the ikr chumrah of the pur. What is the terrible thing about chil yom kippurim is the malchus. I mean, in that yom kippur is like every yontif. The ikr chiyuv of yom kippurim is the chorus. That's what we're telling you here. So okay, so for that, in afinami. So afil temer abonan ze ikr zdono bidei adam ze ikr zdono bikare. The nafkamina would be that the chumrah of the misa of Shabbos is expressed in skila. The chumrah of the einish yom kippur is expressed in kares. There's ways to get out of that if you had a, okay, fine. We don't have to come tell you every last detail of the mission. Ein ben hamudar hanami chaverol hamudar mimenu ma'achal. So if somebody now asers his friend in getting hano from him, or he can aser now himself in getting hano, or he can aser his friend from getting any hanos ochlin, or he can aser himself in getting any hanos ochlin from his friend. The difference between those two types of nedarim is only drisat haregel. Somebody who was mudr hana'a is not allowed to go into this guy's house. This is the way Rashi says it. The truth is, I'll explain in a moment that it's not so push when we get to the Gemara, but that's how Rashi says it. Mashen kein, if he's only mudr himenu, the isser of achila, so what's the problem of walking into his house for a minute? Shouldn't be a problem. Or kelim she'eno sin be'mochel nefesh, if you have an isser of food hanah. You can't go into the guy and say, could I borrow your frying pan? your frying pan probably is not going to be used to beat your wife. It's probably going to be used to make yourself an egg. So therefore, minastam, he's going to be now mekarev hanoas oichlin. So you can't borrow a frying pan. But something that he isn't going to be using is lawnmower. Most people don't chop up their eggs for the liver of the lawnmower. So over there, the lawnmower will be no problem. Unless, of course, this guy is in a place where lawnmowers are rented out usually. Then you're saving your money. But the money that you're saving, you could buy some chopped liver. So there already, that would be a problem. But that's a whole sugya nedarim. We're talking about hanoah, maybe we're talking about stamina. No, it's all discussion of the Gemara. But in any event, you have to take into consideration the usage and the possible monetary value of the usage. So direct usage, can it be used for Oakland? Or can it save you money if it's something that is generally not lent, but is rented, so that in Oakland it would also be awesome. But clearly, a frying pan, that would be awesome, even if it isn't something that is rented generally. And drisat haregel, if you're a mudar hanoah, then you can't even walk into the guy's house. What do you mean? Hello, kapti inchi. I mean, people generally aren't makbid on that. Tosef says, what do you mean aren't makbid? I mean, it brings riyas that even in a chutzah, you are makbid. Somebody else in your chutzah. Not just even in the house. So Tosef learns he's talking about a bika. A bika means you got fields out there in the valley that you only see during the season, planting season, harvest season, and so on. During the year, I mean, nobody even knows your private property. Everybody's walking over there. There's no hakapada. People are not makbid on that. So why would you not be allowed to walk through the guy's field? Okay, not everybody agrees with Tosfos Lamaisa. I mean, the others that say beferish that the nafkamina between the raya's that Tosfos brings, where there is an inyan of iser and iserei anot to be another guy's chotzer, is dafka to be nishtayashav. You'd stay there for a while. Passing through, generally, there's no hakapada. The Tosis makes a very clear distinction between a place where your very presence there is disturbing, and generally it's your private yard, versus places that you don't generally knock it on is your private place. There's no disturbing of privacy, and so it should be mutter.
Why is Hakpada and Hana the same?
No, the question over here is this considered to be a Hana that you're deriving from him? If it's something that is basically mufker to everybody, so it has nothing to do with you, and from you. Over here, it has nothing to do with me. Stop, people walk through here. So what's the pshat? So he's mavata to everybody. It's not me. Enochinami, if I'd be getting any notion of a private favor, the guy's doing something for me. You're right. If a guy would put up a sign on the thing, you know, this area is hefker to the rabbim to use. What's the problem? Am I using it because it belongs to him? It has something to do with the belonging. It has to put the hano through him. That I don't have.
But as always, see, like, that's a majabah that I'm walking into a church.
So, hamani rabbi liyezer, the amar vitur asur b'mudarana, enochinami. Our Mishnah says exactly what Aaron is saying, because it's going to rabbi liyezer. Rabbi liyezer holds that the nature of a neder of hano does not depend on its coming through the person specifically. It's the fact of that the hano is from something of that person. What's lafkamina, whether he knows about it, whether it's me personally. Lamaisa, this is his field. It requires his vitur. Who cares if he's mavada to everybody or not? Bottom line is, I'm nene from him. Therefore, our Mishnah says, indeed, that the Yisrano would be awesome. So here we know there's a tremendous nafkamina throughout Kachin. If a person says Hare Alai, Ola, let's say, or whatever he says, Hare Alai, when he says it's on me, it's the same thing that you say in English. You say it's on me. It means it's your responsibility, you're going to take care of it, you're going to pay the bill. So therefore, if something happens to it, it's on you. Was hit by lightning. No, you said it's on you. It's not my problem. It's your problem. So go replace the behemoth. On the other hand, if somebody takes a behemoth and he says, this behemoth is kodesh to be an oila. Very nice. Thank you very much. Something happens to the behemoth. It's my problem. I mean, God should take care of his own behemoths. I said it's kodesh to be an oila. I never took responsibility. So in that case, enoch ayav bachrayuta. But mashma from the Mishnah, halayinin balta acher, Even though in the parsha of Baal Ta'acher it never mentions Nidvotechem. It only mentions Nidrotechem. So I would think maybe in Adava, indeed, what's the whole idea of Baal Ta'acher? You said you're going to do something, you better pay it up. Then Adava, what's the chance they pay it up? It's here. But I said it's an island. No, it's an island. By saying it's an island, it's an island. What am I supposed to do now? I don't have a Christ to see to it that it's brought. So if I don't have a Christ to see to it, it's brought. So I don't have to present it to Beis Din either, to Beis Hamikdash or the Gizbor either. Kol Hecha the Ita, as the Gemara said, wherever it is, Bebe Gazin Rachwana Ita. It's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's storage house, the whole world, actually, he has access to. So it's a good storage house for him. So what do I, it's in my business. Therefore, comes along the Mishnah to tell me, no, that Leinian Baal Ta'acher, and indeed we learned this out Rosh Hashanah from Gezer HaShava, Nidrotechem and Nidvotechem. So just like on Neder you're Chayim Baal Ta'acher, so too on Nidova you're Chayim Baal Ta'acher. And that's what the Mishnah is being Maram is to. That Zev is a Shavim. It's not our time. Ezeu Neder, what defines actually a Neder, says the Mishnah there? Ha'omer ha'rei alai ola. And what defines a Nidova? Ha'omer ha'rei zo ola. Uma bein nedarim le nedavot, nedarim meto nigdavo avdu chayav bachrayutat. So if a neder, something happens to it, either it died, it was stolen, it was lost, my responsibility. Nedavot, but where I make something into whatever it is to be by saying harezo, so meto nigdavo avdu aino chayav bachrayutat. Asks the Gemara Minan Emile, how do we know that that's true? The Tana Rabbanan v'nirtzalo lechaper alav. What does that mean? That the ritzui that the individual has for his promise, a man makes a neder, he needs to be meratzah, that neder that he promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's only if lechaper alav. So at the moment that the kapora takes place, at that point there's a ritzui. But before the kapora takes place, before the carbon was brought, there's no ritzui.
Ritzui
is the lashon of l'ritzono, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now favors him, so to speak, turns to him, beratza, and accepts this as a gift, and so on. So that's a ritzui means where there's something between us. The ritzui is to placate, or to make somebody willing for something called foreplay, ritzui. Anything that you want a person to be in your ballpark. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're meratza. But how are you meratza him? By l'chaper alav. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Etcha alav chayav b'achrayuto. And Rabbi Shimon says, alav, the diak is at the pasuk gufa. Yes, you need kapora, but where do you need kapora? Where it's alav, where it's on you. That was the lashon of harei alai. So if it's on you, you're chayav b'achrayuto. My mash, why does that word mean that? Says Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avidimi, what do you mean? That's what the word is saying. Even the omer alai, a guy says on me. So basically what he's telling you is, it's on my shoulders. It's as if he's carrying this now on his back, right? So the burden is on my back. And these are all words that we use in English all the time. So it's watching out for your back. It's all, these are all the same ideas. I have the responsibility. I'm the one who has to be careful. I'm the one who put it on me, and so on. That is a brilliant, brilliant pshat over here by the Brisker Rav, because the din and the dorim is defined by the lashon. What do I need a pasuk for? A guy says arei olai means I'm responsible. So obviously it's chayav b'achrayus. Well, what do we need a diak in the pasuk? V'nirtzo l'chaper olav, and then the olav becomes dafka. So he gives a classical brisk approach. Of course, there's two dinim. There's the din of the neder. Hey, nachminami, as the din of the neder. If you bring your carbon that you said is a lie, that it's an oila, the moment you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, yandik, you presented it to the gizbor. Something is wrong with the carbon. That's for sure not your problem. Midine neder, but midine carbon, there's a halach of a near tzulei lechaper. That's a special halach in karbonos, not in the dorim. So over there, you're mechuyev an oila, which is meratz on you. For that, you're going to have to bring an oila, even though it's not the chiyev medina yadorim. So that I need a pasuk for you. Ein bein zav haroesh tei re'iyot l'roesh shalosh ela korban. So again, once again, a brief review. So we have a din of zivos, which is different for a male and a female. By a female, we know that we need to have 3 days of seeing dam outside of normal vestot, that creates a concept of a zava gedela. Zava gedela has to have 7 days counting clean, and then she has to go to the mikvah, she has to bring karbonas in order to be able to eat kachim. How about if she was roya dam one day? So she becomes a shomeres yom kedeged yom, has to make sure that she didn't see dam the next day. If she sees dam the next day, she's still a shomeres yom kedeged yom. She now has to keep one additional day. But if she sees 3 days, we have to go over all these halachos, we're going to access them all in the terms of the sugya. If she sees 3 days, so 2 new dinim kick in. A din of shivas nekiyim and a din of korban. By a male, it's very, very different. First of all, for a male, obviously there's no vestas, so what defines the difference between keri and tzivos? The actual material. So the Gemara makes a difference in the consistency, that one is pathological, one is normal. Keri is normal, this is pathological, some type of prostate fluid and so on. Fine. Then there's also a question of frequency. So by a zava, if she would be raya 3 times in one day, that's all one riyah, basically. But by a male, each separate riyah contributes towards the zivas. So 3 riyahs in one day would also make a zav gadol. That's number one. There's other nafkaminis that are not nogeya the Gemara. I'm only going to talk about the things that are nogeya the Gemara. Furthermore, a zav male who sees 1 riyah zav is meaningless. That has the same din as a balkari. We don't care there for the difference in consistency or anything. It's halacha. He goes to the mikvah, he's Torah in the evening, Erev Shemesh, the Seder. The moment that he's Rosh Shtei Rios, he now becomes a Zav Gadol in the sense that he is now fully Metame, Mishkavu, Baishav, Shivas Nekiyim. The only thing is there's no karma. The 3 riyas, now he's also chayav a korb. It's a very different kind of halacha. Therefore, says the Mishnah B'Chiddush, that a zav that's raya shtei riyas, and a zav that's raya shalosh riyas, which makes all the difference in the world by a zava, by a male, a zav makes almost no difference. Nafkamina is only legabe korban, but, says the Gemara, Holein in Mishka B'Maisha, the chumra of his tumah, and he's Matami Mishka B'Maisha. Remember, Mishka B'Maisha means the princess and the pea. Except forget the pea. I mean, the pea is Eichlin. So Mela, it's easy to be Matama Eichlin. You could even have the princess and the kettle. So she got 40 mattresses, and she goes to sleep, and there's a knife underneath them. The knife will become Tomei, despite the fact that there was no Nagia at all of Tuma, no possible way in which that Tuma could have been communicated through any direct contact, and nonetheless, it's magically Tomei, because the bed that she's lying on, all the mattresses are considered to be supported, therefore they're all Mishka, the mattress itself becomes Tomei to be Matame Kalin. So the knife doesn't become Tomei directly, because the knife is not suitable for lying on, even if you're not a princess. But the mattress becomes Tomei. Even the bottom mattress is now Matame as an Avatuma to be Matame, even Kalim, which can only be Matame as if directly. Amazing. So that's a big Chumrah. That's Chal, even on a Zav who's Raya Shteiriyaz. And, of course, also by a woman, you only have to count Shivas Nekiyim once she's a Zav Gedela. And over here, even a Zav Bal Shteiriyaz has to count Sfira Shiva. Minoan Emile, how do we know these things? The Tana Rabbanan, Rabbi Simoy Omer. It's very interesting that in a parasha of Zivas, in one place the Torah is Mona Akos of Shtayim, the Koral Tameh, and in another place the Torah mentions 3 times Zivas before it calls him Tameh. So it says, Ish ki es Zav mibesaro Zovo Tamehu, Zav Zovo, that's twice. But in another place it says, much more than that. It says, Zotietu mato bizovo, rar bisoro, et zovo, ichti bisoro, mizovo. So 3 mentions of zovo in a row. And then tame. Which one is it? 2 times tame, or 3 times tame? So both cases it says tame, hoketzan, I'll tell you. It's got to be that the shtayim is sufficient to be matameim, and that means totally, complete tuma, mishka v'meisha. But the 3rd time, continues over there, the pasuk, the chi of carbon. So shalosh is the carbon. How do you know to do it that way? Maybe shtayim would be tuma, but no carbon, and shalish is carbon, but not tuma. That's supposed to be not tuma. If I would say tuma, you already became tuma. You couldn't disappear.
Is carbon without tuma?
Yeah, chayva carbon. Tuma, yeah, tuma is carry, but not.
There's no tuma. What's the carbon?
No, you have a tuma of carry, but you don't have a tuma of mishkum moshav. Of course, it doesn't mean without tuma at all. And over here, it would be a chiyuv of a korban without tuma. It's like, man, that's crazy. Hachilo rosh, shalosh rosh. I understand. He already was tummy when he saw two. How did he become untummy when he saw three? What kind of nonsense is that? No, I mean like this. Shtayim should be le carbon, meaning velola tuma. And shalosh should include even the chumra of the tuma. That's pshat. In other words, you have a lower darg of tuma, like a tumas keri, which is mechayev a carbon on two, and then you have a tumas mishkav moshe on three. Now, how do you know to do it the other way? Tumas mishkav moshe on two, and carbon kicks in on three. Lo sakadak. No. Can't be. The tanani. V'chiper alav hakohen lifnei Hashem mizovo. Now explain to me what that word is. Mizovo. V'chiper alav. I'll tell you what mizovo. It tells you that it's not an absolute. There are some miktzat, mizovo means partially. So miktzat zavin may be in korban, miktzat zavin may be in korban. Some do and some don't bring a korban. Okay, the way you had it, that doesn't work out. I say, okay, tzat, roh shalosh, maybe. So if he saw three, he's b'chli of a korban. But if only two, he's not b'chli of a korban. So there's no other way of reading it then. Why? Maybe the pshat is Rosh Tayim, maybe Rosh Rosh Eno, maybe. I just explained to you, you can't undo a chiyuv once you had it. Of course, it can't mean that. Amrit, Hashalo Rosh Rosh Tayim. Fine. Okay, but I mean, so now it turns out that I know the whole thing mizovo. So why do I need this whole fancy drasha? Two times, three times. How many times did it say zovin? Just say that there is mizovo. Mikza zovin or mevim carbon, mikza zovin or mevim carbon. What's the drasha? So what do you mean? What's the drasha? Of course, I need both of them. Itzik Rabbi Simoyes diak in mona hakos of shtayim and mona hakos of shalosh, and I also need the mizavo. We already saw from Rabbi Simoyes alone, we don't have a raya because we don't know which direction to do it in. Whether the carbon kicks in or the tumah chamura kicks in. So Abba Mina Kikushin, I might have done it the way we asked. Komashba mizovo, therefore the Torah says mizovo, that the only distinction is not in tuma, but bedavka v'chibar lava kayin. It's a din in the carbon. Suppose it would have said only that, imizovo, and I would have said, oh, so there we know, there you know what? Now what? That if a Zohar saw 16 times that he's not bringing a carbon, but 17 times that's bringing, it doesn't say. Obviously, I still need to count the number of times it mentions zovo in order to get to the din. So of course I need Rabbi Simoy. And lo yadana kamariyais. Kamashvan de Rabbi Simoy. Okay, so let me ask you something. Now you're telling me the word mizovo is a drosh and it means mixazov. Not every zov brings a carbon. Let me ask you something. So how about the posik? That's got to be a carbon. How about the posik of gabe tuma, which says the same thing? It says v'chiyater hazov mizovo yitar hazov mizovo. She says the same thing over there. My dorash tabe. How are you going to explain that? Now humi boy leilikitanya. V'chi yitar hazav. It means likishi yifsuk. It means that when he becomes now tahor, likishi yifsuk mizovo. So now over here, the moment that he no longer is being roya, he can go ahead and begin counting without tefillah. And then when it says mizovo, it means mizovo v'nig'o. Let's say that a person is both a zov and actually the Rashi is geared for the Torah. It's kind of mizovo, v'lo mizovo minigo. Person is a zov and he's also a mitzvah. So now he's going to have to. Yeah, he's got a lot of problems. This guy. So he's going to think to himself, what good is it for me now to go and to start counting my shivas nekiim? I got this other problem. I got to wait till I finish my nega, because anyway, I'm tummy for my nega, so that's not going to count. Kamashbalan mizovo, not true. You can be mittaher from the tuma of zivas, and enochinami, then you won't have a din of tumas mishkav umeshav. Aye, there's a din of tumas mishkav umeshav by mitzera as well, but that's only a din to be matame kelim. Metame Oichlin. Vashen came by a Zov, Tumas Mishke Vumeshav, is even Metame the knife. Over here it's only the princess and the pea. So that it must be that the princess was a Mitzoraz. She wasn't a Zov. What's the princess and the pea? Where were you born? Even in Europe they know this.
South Africa,
maybe not. You also don't know the princess and the pea.
Famous fairy tale.
What's the matter with you? Straight out of Germany. The way to tell a princess is if she's a real princess or not is you put a little pea underneath this big, gigantic bed. If she's a princess, she'll be sensitive enough to know the pea. She won't be able to sleep all night. Remember now.
I
have to be careful with my metaphors here. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shekel Nevi Moro. So therefore, it's coming to tell me that Lemaisa, he can go ahead now, he can do his Svira, and it's perfectly good, and then as soon as he's no longer a Bemetzera, he can do immediately the first Tvila that he needs to do for his Tzaras, instead of now needing to wait until he's royal at Tvila from his Emes. Okay, so that's what I darshan from here. Mizovo v'siper. Now, furthermore, it says, so what's the Sfira in the Safar after Zovo? That's to tell me even Mizovo. In other words, Limed al Zov Baal Shtei Re'iyos Shetun Sfirat Shiva. That even partial Zivas, not even Baal Shalosh Re'iyos, still is Visafar. Valodinu, wait, isn't it obvious? If the Torah is telling me that he's Batami Mishke V'Meisha, which was the original drasha that we learned earlier, that even Rosh Taim is Matami Mishke V'Meisha. So, of course he needs Sfira Shiva. How could you be Matami Mishke V'Meisha but not need Sfira Shiva? What do you mean, says the Gemara? That's not true. Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom Tochiach. Take a look at a woman over here who is Riyah Achas of Zivas, or even two Riyas of Zivas. What's the din over there? She's Matami Mishke V'Meisha. And there's no dinner Sfira Shiva. So what are you telling me? It's a Kalvachaymer. It's not a Kalvachaymer. Afatal Tatamei Alzeva wouldn't be for this Pasuk of Mizovov Safar. So what's there to be so amazed about? You're looking at me like I'm crazy. What's the difference between him and a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom? That Afafisha Matami Mishke V'Moshe, if it's true that we've defined his Tuma to be a Tuma Chamura, nonetheless, Lo Yein Ton Sfira Shiva, maybe he doesn't need Sfira until he's Roya Shalish. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, Mizovo v'Safar, even Miktsatzovo, even Azov Valshteiriyais is v'Safar. Nimed Azov Valshteiriyot, Shetot Sfira Shiva. Amalei Rav Papa, now wait a minute over here. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. I mean, Rav Papa ought to know. So he tied it to Abaye. I understand. First you said, Mizovo. So you said, Mizovo means that Zov Baal Shtei Riyos is going to be Matami. That's what you're saying now. I seem to recall just a few minutes before, you were saying that V'chiper Alav HaKohen, Mizovo, means some Zovim don't need it. Here you're saying, yes, even some Zovim need it. And there you're saying, that's to tell me that some Zovim don't need it. Very convenient. So when you're looking for a Raya that there's no Korban there, you discover that the member's got to be saying, well, not everybody needs it. And when you need to be marvin, you want to make him tell me, the mem says, even the lesser ones need it. Come on, man, which way is it? So, in one of them, you're being marvin be zov bal shtei riyos, and before you said, mizovo is memayit zov bal shtei riyos from the requirement for makarvin. How can you have it both ways? Omar le, because the context is a little important, wouldn't you think? What do you think? That this is coming now to be memayit, that a Zov Baal Shtei Riyos is not Netame. It doesn't require the Sfira Shiva. So then just keep your mouth shut. You don't have to tell me where would I think he's chayiv.
Which one is the high?
The one that says Mizovo, that even Mikta Zov is chayiv v'safar.
By the Chippa?
No.
Which one?
This one. Mizovo v'safar. So you're telling me that what? That it's coming now to tell me, well, if it's Mizovo, it's Then only the top zavim require b'zafar. That's what you're saying. But Baal Shtei Riyos B'davka doesn't. That's what you want to say. What do I have to say that for? If I don't say anything, what's the default position? If I don't say anything, I would have no way of knowing that there is a chiyev of svira. Where would I come up with such an idea? Lishta kromine. You should just keep quiet. Elamai, you'll say, what do you mean? You can't keep quiet because I would have learned it out from the Kal Vachomer, right? And I'll say, look, I mean, if he's Batami Mishka Vavesha, Kol Shekein, he's going to be Chayim and Svira. No, you already tried that one. And we answered you, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom Tochiyah, that you can't learn it because Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom indeed is exactly like that. Tumas Mishka Vavesha without Svira Shiva. V'chi Tema, you'll try to tell me, okay, but I mean, the reason, I can't just keep quiet because I need to darshan the other drush. Mizovo, velo mizovo v'nigo. So don't tell me to be quiet. I have to say it. Now the question is, what are the implications of the Gabi the V'safar? So now you'll tell me, okay, so be consistent in your applications and say that from it we'll learn how to rap at the Dafka Shalosh Rias. I mean, maybe that's what you'll tell me. No. Because I can tell you there's an alternative. Im kein, lichtov kro, v'chi yitar hazov. Wait. What's this mizovo? What else are we talking about? Oh, huh. So there's you telling me zovo. If you tell me a zov, it means forget about any other problems. If the zov is okay, that's all right. So what do I need? Mizovo dafka lomali. Therefore, it's coming to tell me the only possible option is to tell me miktsas in the sense of a ribui, not in a miyut, that even miktsas requires a tumas, a yisvira shiva. Mashen kein the v'chi peralov ha-kohen. Over there, the miktsas is the other default position. And you're coming to tell me the chiyav is only on the one that is most chayav. So over here, it's telling me about shnei riyashaton svira shiva.
Look, the heilige Mishnah.
Ein bein mitzora muzgar le mitzora muchlat ela priya ufrima. Now again, here by mitzora, just remember a brief review. Before, or usually before, the Kohen announces that a mitzora is tameh, there is a period in which we require a birur, which is called hezder. So if a mitzora presents a nega, which has in it immediate symptoms of tuma, so let's say now that it has in it the sa'ar lavan, in cases where sa'ar lavan is, I mean, we have many different types of nega, or it has michyat basar chai inside of a standard baharet. So there's a piece of skin in the middle that seems to be healing. These are indications of tuma, the Kohen immediately is matame. But the classic way of seeing whether something is a nega when it doesn't present with absolute simone tuma, it's just the color of a nega, is to see whether it's spreading. So if it's malignant, it's going to spread. If it's not malignant, nega, by definition, it's malignant. And therefore, you can test it by spreading. How much time do you give it to test to see if it's spreading? A week. So the Torah gives it a week. Comes back, sees if the nega spread or not. Sometimes it's 2 weeks. There's cases of other types of the guy, which are even 3 weeks by Negei Batim. But that's called Hezger. So Hezger is an interim type of checkover in which there's Miktsas Tuma, but not all of the Dinim of Mitzora. Once already that the Kohen sees that it has spread, then he'll announce that it's Tame, and then we have all the other Dinim kicking in. What are all those other Dinim? Says the Mishnah, the other dinim are priya ufrima, that over there he's mechuyev to allow his hair down to grow and his clothing is torn. And he makes a point of notifying people, tame tame yikra. But as far as the other halachas are concerned, what the level of tumah is, and the dinim vodod yeshev michutz lo halo, that's a halacha that applies both to hezger and to hechlet. Ein bein tohor mitoch hezger le tohor mitoch echlet ela tiglacha petziporim. Now this is a little bit misleading because there's also a big nafkaminas in terms of the tahira. The first part of the Mishnah discussed what's the halacha in terms of the tumah. The second part of the Mishnah says, okay, a guy who was muzgar who comes back at the end of the week or the end of 2 weeks as the case may be, and there hasn't been any spreading, so now he becomes the kohen says, okay, fine, back to your normal shigra. So he goes to the mikveh, and he's tahor. But if he was already mukhlat, that's definitely tameh, Now he has to be cured in order to become tor. So then he goes, he's cured, he comes back to the Kohen. Kohen now pronounces that he can become tor. He's got a lot to do before he becomes tor. So he has to do a complete shaving of all of his hair, and he has to take it to the vice with the two birds, and one bird is shechted, and you dip the other bird in the dam, and you throw a whole big ceremony, which is sprinkled on him, and so on. Then after 7 days, now he has to bring the karbonis of the mitzvah. It's an expensive and complex process that does not apply to a mitzvah that just the Kohen said, okay, it looks like it's not a mega. So at the end of Hezger, now it goes to the mikveh. But over here, you need tiglachat b'tziporim. Again, it's a little bit misleading because there's an awful lot of other things that you also need. We're not talking about here the complete process of the Torah. We're talking about the thing that allows you to enter that process. Tiglachat b'tziporim, that's set specifically by the beginning of the process. And then afterwards, okay, you're b'chusik kippurim, you need to bring korbanos and so on. Hola'inyin shiluach v'tumah. But when it comes to having this guy outside of town, if there's a kedusha in the town, that he's badad yeshem michutz lo'alo, so there it's the same, and then yintum it's the same. Minon emile, how do we know that? The tonet of Shulmar Yitzchak made the Rivuna, but tiharo hakohen mispachati, v'chibes begadav, it says over here, once the Kohen is metayer him, he now goes to the mikveh, v'chibes begadav always means he has to. And it's the Rachatz B'Sarol B'mayim, and so on. V'taher. So what's the V'taher? It's the Taher, the additional Tyrus Torah Mipriyo Frimadmi Ikara. In this case, it means that now he becomes Torah, even because it said before, Shivas Yomim L'Taharato, he already became Torah. So what's the V'taher? The Taher is after the Shivas L'Kiyam, when you already go to the Mikvah before. He becomes Torah now from the equivalent, from the Chiyah of Priyo Prima. Shiluach. Shiluach was done in the beginning, before he came. Omle Rava, if you're going to dash it that way, so by Zav, it also says the same Lashon. By Zav, it says, V'chibes Begadav, it says by Zav, V'chiyitar HaZav, and then it goes to Sava Shivas Yomim, V'chibes Begadav, V'rachat V'sarov B'mayim Chayim, and there it says, V'taher, it was the same thing. No, asa my V'taher, over there, it's talking about the actual Torah from his Zivas, by Zav. This is at the end now of his Shivas Nekiyim. But over here, it was already Torah Mi'ikara. Ela Tor Hashta Milatamei Klichers Beheset. Over there, we could say that the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that Afagav the Hora Chazi Lomitamei Lomafreya. Let's say that Zav went to the Mikvah now. And so he no longer has now the chumrah of the zavais. There's a new v'taher. True, there is a new v'taher. What's the new v'taher? That if the guy goes along now and he moves the klicher, it's a special halacha of a zav, that normally is the other way around. Somebody who carries something which is tameh, if it's something that's matami b'masa, that thing is matami him. Or by a zav, there's a special halacha, a new chumrah of tumah called tumas hesed, which works in the opposite direction. If the zav, which is the source of the tumah, moves the other thing by climbing onto a scale and the other thing moves up or whatever it is, no contact, that's called tumas hesed, and he would be matami. Suppose he went to the mikveh that right after his zivas, now he's counting now, his shivas nikiyim, so he would be, in fact, tahar from hesed. Suppose now he's roya, and he didn't wait until the end of Shiva Zakim, and he's Raya again. So now he's Seisr, he's Shiva Zakim, and he would be Metame now from the tumah that he had before. So what it's coming to tell me now is that after his original tumah, he is now Tor from the Tamek Lecheres Be'eset, Afagav Dohara Chazi, Lo Metame Memafreya. That what's the din by Azov to tell me that even though it turns out that he's Raya, that doesn't mean that now retroactively he's going to be Metame. So why can't we say the same thing by a Mitzvah? That's what you're willing to say by Azov. Fine. So Hakinami, I'll say the same thing by a Mitzvah. Tor, he's Tor, meaning Tor, Hashta, Minatame, Bevia, Limafreya. So now there's a new Tumas, also a new Chumrah of Tumah by a Mitzvah. What is that? That in, it's similar to Tumas Oyel, not exactly the same, But when a zav, when a metzora stays in a house together with other things, so the things in the house become tamei. Okay, so maybe that's what it means. V'tayher, tayher hashta, mila tamei, b'viyel ha'mafreya, same halacha. And now if it turns out that he becomes tamei again, but he's not metamei, l'mafreya, retroactively. Maybe that's what it means. So then, amalei rov, elamiyatek abizav, t'chsi v'chibes v'gadav v'tayher. Explain what that means. My v'tayher mi'ikari yika, we should say tahor you're right. I'll give you now another source. Vahatsarua asher bohanega bigadav yufrumim v'rosho yefarua. What does that mean? Hatsarua asher bohanega. It means mi shetzarato tluya begufo. Over there, there's no halacha by the person who's in Hezger. There's no halacha of refuah. There's no halacha of changes in his body for him to be tahor. He's exactly the way it was before, except that we don't see signs of illness. There's no spreading. So, we say, okay, fine, go home. This whole halacha of Priya and Frima, it says dafka in the case where it's the nega that's being metameyin, not the chashash of the hezka that's being metameyin. And as long as he has that nega and it wasn't vinei mitrape a nega, if that nega now was not mitrape, he's always going to be tamei. Mashain came by a musker, not a mukhla. Even if nothing changes in the nega, he's going to be tahor. Therefore, says Ravi, you see from there, where is the din of priya uprima? Dafke on somebody whose tzaras is tluya begufa. Omele abaya elamiata. I can ask you on that point also. Ko yumei asher anega bo yitma. Here it's not talking about priya uprima. It's talking about tuma. And it's saying as long as the nega is in his body, he should be tummy. So say the same thing over there. Mi sher tzarato tluya begufo. Somebody who has that nega, who deton shiluach, v'she'en tzarato t'loyer begufo, ein ton shiluach. Over there it says in the Torah, tomehu badal yeshev michutz l'machane, who should be yoshev michutz l'machane? Hanega bo. You just said hanega bo means only somebody who is muchlat, because if he's muzgar, the nega is not dependent in bo. The nega is dependent on the day. And yet the Mishnah said that there's no nafkamina in terms of tuma, meaning in terms of being sent b'chutz l'machane, whether you're a mitzera muzker or a mitzera mochlat. So if that's the makar, then the Mishnah should have said the same thing. There's a big nafkamina between the muzker and the mochlat as to whether he needs to go b'chutz l'machane. So why then v'akatani ein bei mitzera muzgar l'mitzera mochlat ela priya uprima? And we remedayek hola inin shiluach. Oh, but legabe the dinim of shiluach chutz lebeito, meaning outside of a city that has kedusha, he has to be sent out. And as far as the muyev v'viyazev as a shoving, so now you're really stuck. Every pasuk you show me, I got a problem with. If you're going to use the pasuk of bo, I got a problem with echlet. If you're going to use a problem of chutz lamachane, if you're going to try to bring me the raya from v'taher, I got a problem of why you don't do the same thing with the zov. And you agreed with me. So what do you tell me now? Where do you see it? On Marley, he said, no, you're right. But you'll notice that it says, Kol Yemei Asher HaNegabo. What's that mean? It's coming to add not only the Negabo, but even the Kol Yemei. So in other words, the din of Shiluach, Badad Yeshev Mechus HaMachana, has a ribui that even a Kol Yemei type of Mitzera, who is a Mitzera Muzga, not a Mitzera Muchlat, and doesn't have a Nega Bo, Afal Piken, he's a Kol Yemei, Tameu Badad Yeshev Michutz Machane. Oh, said, okay, very nice. So let me ask you something. So if that's the case, why isn't he included in also the din of Tiglachas V'Tziporim? So Yachi Tiglachas V'Tziporim, my time alone, Tiktani ain't bein tor mitoch hezgel, tor mitoch echlet, ela tiglacha v'tzipurin. Omar bai, omar kro. I'll tell you. It says beferish, v'yatza ha-koheno michutzo machane, v'hine nirpa nega ha-tzarat min ha-tzarua. Aha. Mi she-tzarato tluya b'refuot. So therefore, where is it coming to tell me that there's a halacha of shtei tziporim, chayot, toro, the whole next pasuk? Only if the Kohen goes out michutz lamachane, v'nei nirpa hanega. There's no such thing by a betzora buzka. There's no nirpa hanega. And there's no need for the Kohen to see that there was a refuah, because there is no refuah. There's just no nega, because it doesn't have a din of a nega. Therefore, the Torah is telling me, where the tire of his tzaraas is dependent on his having a refuah shlema from his nega, fine. Then the Torah continues on, let him bring the shtei tziporim and so on. But me, someone that has couldn't care less whether he's cured from his so-called nega, because it's not a nega that the Torah said is tummy once it goes through the Hezger period without spreading. So such a person does not require shiluach tziporim. So now we have all of our riots. We know the similarity of the dinim of the Zav and the Mitzora about retroactive tuma, betoch the 7 days that they're counting from the Visafar and from his Vitahar. And we know the halacha of the din of Tziporim being required only by a mukhlat from the din of Vira'ak or in Vinei Nirpa. And we know the halacha of the Priya Uprima from the Asher Bo, where we don't have the ribui of the Koyame like we do in the case of Shiluach Hutzlebesai. Okay, so we have very interesting nafkaminas that the Torah is meramis to, where something are parallel halachas, two types of tzaraas, and yet in certain cases the Torah says it applies to one, doesn't apply to the other. What are those cases? Priya Uprima, and the dinim of Tiglachas Ritzipori, and of course what follows, which we're not talking about, which are the various karbonas that would have to be brought. Whew. So Richie has a good question. Why is this in Megillah? Everybody says it's in Megillah because it says Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. But you'll notice the real reason it's in Megillah, because the sugya of the Ein Beins is Chayav Lebesumi Beduria Adar Lo Yada Bein. Right? No. It's not funny. The whole nature of Purim is that the typical distinctions that are made on the level of Das, which are the way in which we live in a mechanical world with clear-cut definitions, do not obtain on Purim. The whole point of Purim was recognizing a completely different level of non-mechanical anhaga of the world, which is similar to the difference between normal physics, classical physics, and quantum mechanics. The normal way in which people view the world is very mechanical. It's determinist almost. So in that case, we have all of our typical Ein Bein. You ask them, it's a dualistic world, mechanical world. You can explain it away very simply. The whole meaning of Purim is to do away with dualism. Because once you're dealing already with quantum mechanics, you drive people crazy. Because people were convinced, look, light is either a wave or a particle, right? Wrong. So you know there's Ein Bein. And Ein Bein requires a completely different way of viewing reality, which therefore, since it's non-mechanical, absorbs the idea of Neis Nister, looks at Keri as being a good thing, as we spoke about before. That's the Yurak Rokes and the Yakar that comes from the concept of Keri and misuse. And you have over here, therefore, a series of Mishnayos that discuss the typical dualistic approach, while Bedavka leaving it clear, you know, what you're talking about. Because every one of these missions that says, well, this is the only way it is. And then we go through the sugya and it's nothing like what you thought it was. So on one level, complexity imitates to us chaos, which is true in physics as well. But on a deeper level, we have the Purim, the elements of Purim to come, as we'll see. But that's the real reason. Don't let anybody fool you.
How about the fact that one of the that's right, says Iraq or Adam Dam. Iraq Rokes is...
He's right. But that's only for the tzaraas part.
There's got to be a lot more Ein Beins than are listed in the
gift,
right? I mean, Ein Bein is the
chen of the Rishon. Ein Bein yadu l'shabbat, alo yichol nefesh b'vat, alo yimav shirei yichol nefesh b'zev shavim, matzis l'lek revira d'tanyo. Ein bin jent, le Shabbos al Yechol Nefesh, Rabbi Yudah Mater, af Makshir al Yechol Nefesh. My time in the time of Kama, o makro hu yeaseh lachem, lo makshirav, Rabbi Yudah. It says, no, yeaseh lachem, lachem lechol tzorcheche. Virach nami aktiv lachem, lachem velo lo de kachavim, is what it means, lachem velo le klovim. Virach nami aktiv hu, ksiv hu, ksiv lachem. So obviously, kam b'makshirim she'efshah lasur me'av yontav, kam b'makshirim she'efshah lasur me'av yontav. Ein bin Shabbos yom ha'kipur, melo she'zez, dono b'dei adam, v'zez, dono b'karet. Holy in the shlum is ever the shami money masis and the ben akane. The tan ribbon of ben akane is the yom kippur and shabbos the tashum and shabbos the chayv and half shabbat ben tashum and yom kippur and chayv and half shabbat ben tashum. To an asam bel chayv ekris is shalok and if to be they keep that such an emar. Viniklachi chalei nechik im shalok arei okechi chadiv rebbe chananya ben gamliel. Om rebbe yom chaluk in alav chaver rebbe chananya ben gamliel. Om arav am rebbe ram. To nina in ben yom kippur and shabbos shalos dodon bidei adam and zedon bikareit. Leimita idividi bidei adami. Ein bin in dorm lenedav, shon in dorm khay bakhri yosef in dorm zayn khay bakhri yosef ali in balta akhra zevez in zevez shavik. Tan os mezu nedar ma realai. Ah izo nedar ma rezo. Ma bin in dorm lenedav, is dorm mezu nik to balta khay bakhri yosef. Dorm mezu nik to balta in khay bakhri yosef. Nan mile. Tan rab on venir to little khapir ala, shiv na mesh ala khay bakhri yosef. Ino ala ven khay bakhri yosef my machma. On ro yosef ben bikim nedar ma alai kem nedar na kafi domi. In bains of a rash, they raise the rash, shall I shall a carbon on the Mishkim and Fresh, because if she was ever shoving, not immediately. Turn around and Rabbi Simoyam and Monarchas of Stein, the Karatam and Masholish, the Karatam, a Ketza, Stein, the Tumma, the Sholish carbon. Why? Maybe Stein, the Tumma, the Lola carbon, Sholish, the carbon, the Lola Tumma. What? Actually, Rash Sholish was already shrine. Emma Stein, the carbon, the Lola Tumma, and Sholish of the Tumma. No, 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 Sakadak, Tanya. Vichipera, the Vagan of the Hashem, Mizo, the Mixes of Vivian carbon. Mixes of an maybe in carbon, a ketzat, Rosh Sholosh, maybe, Shtaim, eno, maybe. Oh, eno, el, Rosh, Taim, maybe, Rosh Sholosh, eno, maybe. What? Actually, Rosh Sholosh, Rosh Taim. It's a Rebbe Simoy, it's a Mizovo. I'm Rebbe Simoy, I'm a Minikikush, Gemash from Mizovo. On the other end, Mizovo, Loyadana Kamarias, I still need to count the psukim of 2 and 3. Gemash from the Rebbe Simoy. The Hash, the Amik Mizovo, the Drosha, the Chiyatar Azav Mizovo, Maidar Ashtabe, Omi Boy, Lekitan, the Chiyatar Azav, Lekishi Yivsok, Mizovo, Lolo Mizovo, Vinigo, Mizovo, Visafar, Limit Azov, Ashle, Riyas, Shaton Sviya Shiva, Volodinu. Oh my leg, what do you think? Isak died of Haile Mute with the other. So then Lishta Kromine Fuchitem, no, because then I would have learned that for Kabul Kramer. No, you wouldn't, huh? Shomer's Yom Kenegan Yom Tafia. Fuchitem, but I still need to say it to tell me Mizovom, Alom Mizovom, Minigo. No, in Kay Lishta Kra, Fuchita Hazov, period. Velishta, what do you need Mizovom? Limit Hazov Boshte Riyot, Sheta Unzvirat Shiva. And they mitzvah was going to mitzvah mechlat al priya priya mei torah mitoch hezgil atom mitoch hekel to tiglach of the bizipari. Oh, the yin shiluach tum v'tumah zeh v'zeh shavim min armi lezah nim revishmu ba yitzchah medem revuna. V'tiyaro hakwe mispacha tivich ha-pesh v'gadol v'tahar. Tohor mi priya priya mei kora. Om lai rova, what do you mean? Why do you think that it means priya priya? By zavi, there's no priya priya and it says v'chibesh v'gadol v'tahar. So what are you going to say over there the tahar is? That my v'tahar mi karika Ela Tor Hash Matamik Lichers Behesed. Alpha Gav the other Chazi Lo Matam Lo Mafreya. Why can't it mean the same thing by Mitzora? Hachi Nami Tor Hashta Milatavi Bibiya Lo Mafreya. Ela Marava Meocha. Vatzaru Hashir Bo Hanega means Bisha Tzerato to Lea Begufo. Yod is Hashem Tzerato to Lea Begufo. Therefore there's no Begadav Yufrumim and so on. Ela Abiyomi. Omalei Abayel Lo Miyato Kol Yen Mei Hashir Hanega Bo Yitmo. Say the same thing. Misha Tzerato to Lea Begufo. In the first of the Mishnah, not like that. Ein bein mitzera muzgar mitzera muchlad, ela prio prima, but all the yin shiluach, lutubiye, bevia, zeveza shami. Or marle, because over there it says, kol yamei. So yamei, kol yamei. Is a rabbi, it's even a mitzera muzgar lishiluach. So then why isn't he included in Tiglachas v'tziporin? That's the next passage. My time alone. And it says, Ein bein Torah mitorchesh, Torah mitorchesh, ela Tiglachas v'tziporin. Because Omar Krovi Yatza Kohenim Chutzumachane Vinein Nirpa Nega Taras. What's the pshat? Mitzrato to Yaberfuot. Yazen Tzrato to Yaberfuot. Ela Beyamim.